You're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And we're at Surfaces 2010, and we're in the Anderson Hardwood booth. And I'm actually here with Don Finkel, who for a long time has been president of Anderson Hardwood, but now is actually the CEO. Are you the CEO?
CEO of Shaw Hardwood.
Of Shaw's Hardwood business, okay. Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit about all that means in a minute. But as we start talking about Anderson, I think it's probably important to remind our listeners here, our viewers, that Anderson has a long heritage of bringing innovation. I mean, you were the first to come out with engineered hardwood.
Yeah, my wife's grandfather developed that in 1938.
Okay, and then I think you're also the whole distress look. You the first to come out with that,
right? We did the first pre-finished hand scrape floor in 2001, and we came out with the first aluminum oxide finish on a wood floor in 1997.
I was getting to that next.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's all right. So it was urethane until you got involved, and then.
Well, it's still urethane, but we added the aluminum oxide to it, which really improved the wear characteristics.
And now this year, you actually have maybe the next invention, right?
Right. We have the next generation of that, which we call LusterLock Ultra, which improves the scratch resistance. So, you know, in the past, you could warrant the floor for a long time because it wouldn't wear out. You wouldn't wear all the way through it, but you could ugly it out pretty quick. And what this does is it dramatically improves the scratch resistance, so it just looks good about six times longer than our nearest competitor.
Okay, and the fact that you're still here, even though several years ago, I mean, you were part of the family, you know, you actually married into this business,
right?
And you were part of the family. You're still here. Shaw owns this business now. I think that speaks well for the fact that, I mean, they're using you as a resource. They went and bought Zigraf, so they've got them on the solid side. They've got that plan up in, what's that?
South Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
Yeah, South Pittsburgh, where they're doing the more of an engineered with the Epic Core Board.
Right.
And you're over all that now.
Yes.
Okay. So, and back to Anderson to talk about just at this show, one of the things that, I mean, when you start looking at the products, and I remember last year, I believe it was Exotic Impressions you were talking about, and they're all domestic species that you were making look like exotic species, right?
Right. We do that through a process that I discovered over in Europe that was actually done for a different purpose, but did give the wood a unique look. Made it darker, more like exotics, and that's been a very good product for us.
So every product you sell under the Anderson name is a domestic species, which is harvested here in the United States. Is that right?
Well, we have one product that we sell that we harvest in Paraguay. We have a plant in Paraguay, but it meets the NWFA legal label. And then every other product that we sell is harvested here in the U.S., and it achieves the NWFA renewing forest label, which means that it's growing back faster than it's being harvested.
Okay, Don, obviously your theme here with this flag in the background is the fact that these things are made in the USA, your products are made in the USA. Tell us a little bit more about some of the other highlights for this show as far as products concerned.
Well, we have a new introduction along the same theme as Exotic Impressions, which we call Tropical Reflections, and that's on a recycled core board. With this domestic veneer treated to look like exotics, and then we have a high gloss on that. So we're experimenting with the higher gloss from our research and looking at the market and things that we do up here in Club Next, where we poll people's preferences on style. We believe that there's an opportunity to go upscale in gloss.
A brief mention to that, we're actually standing upstairs on the upper section of their space up here, and they actually bring customers up here and seek information about products that they're getting ready to introduce. And so I want to make sure we didn't miss that. I said that right?
Right. Yeah, you did.
Okay. And so do we have all the new products that you've got?
Well, we have another one which we're calling Natural Brilliance, which is a high gloss on hickory. And that, you know, is a product that people seem to either love or hate. And we would not be comfortable bringing out a high gloss product like that were it not for this new finish, because you know, high gloss scratches and shows every blemish.
Right.
So this new finish allows us to do things that, from a style standpoint, we were uncomfortable doing in the past.
And to actually prove that, you've got people downstairs with those Brillo pads or scratch pads, and you're having them scratch other types of surfaces and then trying to put a scratch on this, and it's very hard to do, right?
Right. You can eventually do it, but the other one, you can see, you can scratch it in just a few cycles, maybe five or six. The nearest domestic competitor takes a little longer. Ours, you can work on it for a long time, and you eventually can put a scratch on it, but it's dramatically longer, at least six times longer.
Okay, so we've talked about product. I understand you also have a new website that's designed specifically for women to use in their design process when they're working on changing the look of their home.
Right. It's easier to navigate. It shows our brands better. It has, I think it's prettier. I still think it's all about the look. And I think what women want is to beautify their home, and it's an expression of themselves. So we have some unique things where they can look at the product. We have a feature called Texture Tour, where you can take a small sample and grab it with your mouse, move it around in the light so that you can see the texture of the surface, whether it's hand scraped or high gloss or wire brushed. You can see that a lot better than you ever could before on the internet. And then also we have another thing that's unique, where women can put together a scrapbook, and they can, through Facebook, can send it to their friends. And we think, I know my wife and daughters are all over Facebook, just recreationally. And we already know that consumers, we get a lot of business from word of mouth, from one consumer telling another, recommending our product. And so we feel like this will just make it easier for them to do that.
Well, Don, I got to tell you, I know a little bit about your background. I'm completely amazed. I mean, you're a student of engineering from the University of Tennessee,
and here,
architecture.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I mean, you're a mathematician, and yet you've got all these beautiful products, and they're all built with a lot of science behind them. So, congratulations on all that.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's a lot of people, do a lot of work to put this stuff together. It's not just me. I guess if I would take credit for anything, it would be putting together a great team.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let me ask you one more question. I know you're kind of the poster child for the Lacey Act. Give us the latest update on what's going on with that.
Well, all flooring, wood flooring products have, I say that's not true. Solid hardwood flooring comes under the declaration requirement. Engineered flooring has come under the declaration requirement. Composite flooring like laminate still has not come under it. It's still part of the law. But the declaration has not been enacted, and they're still not sure how exactly to do that. Trying to keep track of every molecule of wood dust in there is a little bit complicated. We have seen the first, investigation of a company for violation of the Lacey Act for wood products, and that was Gibson Guitar. They raided their manufacturing plant in Nashville, Tennessee, confiscated a lot of materials, both musical instruments, in-process material, and computer. I think they're computers. So don't know what's going to happen. Don't know what they're going to find out and what they're going to determine. But they have actually started making moves on that.
And they're here. There's actually some people here at Surfaces that are looking at some things.
There are some people. The Environmental Investigation Agency is here at the show, and of course their main purpose is to help companies navigate through what it takes to be Lacey compliant. But the other side of that is where they find people that are really not trying to do that. They cooperate with the Department of Justice, and they have a history of helping them find the bad actors and taking them out so that the good people can be successful.
Okay, Don, I appreciate it. Again, we've been talking to Don Finkel, who is the CEO of Shaw's Hardwood Business, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.